should be satisfied with your portion.
Welcome to Walk in the Blessing, the media outreach of William McDuffie Ministries. Let's receive the ministry gifts of Minister Carol Jones.
Y'all, I'm passionate about what I do. I love my life in Christ. So you're not going to have a lot of people hanging around you when you're real for God. Just not going to have it. All them girlfriends, I don't know where they are. And I didn't leave them. I just got closer to God, and they couldn't hang. They couldn't hang with me. They thought I was playing. I wasn't playing. All right, come on. Look at verse 15. You know, you say you love God. Well, let's do verse 15. King Amplified. Ready to read. He said, if you really love me, not just I love you, Lord, but if you really love me. Keep reading. He said, if you love me, keep means that you will honor. You will honor God. See, worship is not a slow song, y'all. Worship is obeying. That's what worship means. It means to kiss. Well, how you going to kiss his face if you ain't never in it? So you just can't do stuff because it's traditional. You got to do stuff because you understand the purpose so you don't abuse it. And you'll become more sensitive women towards his presence. God put that innate thing in us that we're just supposed to know some things. He didn't put us on this planet to be stupid women in Christ. He didn't get us saved to be silly. He put us on this planet. Check this out. The man was here first, and the Bible says that the man needed help. But if the help always broke down, Pastor Yvette, how can they help? Well, if your help come from the Lord, if you can't help nobody, it's because you ain't spending time with the one who got your help to help you out. And you ain't got to be no wife to be a helper. Man, y'all better read your Bible. Come on down here to verse. Look at verse 26 and 27. Verse 26 and 27 in the Amplified, man of God. All right, come on, saints, let's read. Stop. Look at who he is. And you don't want to spend time with that, with the Holy Spirit? And he can do all this for you. He can bring comfort in your jacked up situation. Husband hurt your children all out of control, got laid off. It seemed like you don't have enough money, everything going wrong. And you got a comforter that's gonna counsel you through it by the word. That's why you got to read the Bible. And then he's going to help you get restored. He's going to make intercession for you. And then he's going to be your advocate. And then he's going to be your standby. Your standby, he's called Paracletus. He's your Paracletus. He never leaves you. But if you don't never stir him up. See, he's not the initiator. But once you get him stirred up, he'll come on in and take over. But he ain't going to make us do nothing. But if you know you're sincere in your heart, the Holy Spirit will give you everything you need. That's why Satan fights it. Don't pray in them tongues. It's a cult. You ought to know that's a lie. What the devil know? Why you listen to somebody who's trying to distract your help? That's why women be crying and hurt all the time. See, they shouldn't. See, the blessing of pastor, they shouldn't have never let me read the Bible and then mess around and get some understanding. Man, I'm a force against hell. All right, he said, the Holy Spirit, whom? Start with whom? Ready to read, ladies. See, that's why I told you. See, Jesus was the comforter when he was here. Ladies, going to sit down. Y'all all right? Usher, sit down. Amen. Y'all need to read too. Pray to love. Y'all gatekeepers. Y'all need to be able to know how to keep the gate. See, a lot of our ushers ain't anointed because they ain't spend no time with God. So that's why all them evil spirits can come up in him. See, that y'all call gatekeepers. How you going to keep the gate? And you ain't got the fire, the wall of fire around you sort of convict the people when they come up in here. Amen. That's what I was telling our praise leaders. I said, y'all, you're singing off. You ain't spent no time with God. So you trying to wait and come and try to move me with your singing, and you ain't even move heaven. You should have sung to him before you got to church. So he would have put himself on your vocal cord. And then if the note was jacked up, he'll make it sound good to my ear. Let me see. Where we at? He says, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, to represent or represent me. To represent me. See, Jesus is still in earth. He's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, and I got him in me. One in the spirit, one in the flesh. Good googly goo. All right, on his behalf, he will teach. Let's start with he will teach, ladies. Ready to read. He will teach you all things, and he will cause you to recall, will remind you of, bring to your remembrance everything I have told you. Stop right there. But you got to have something in you so he can bring to your remembrance. So I told him last night, you got to stop saying what pastor said. Pastor can say what he said because he got it from God. And so now he's giving it unto us, but it doesn't become ours. It's not going to work in our lives until you hear God say it to you. Not going to be yours until you hear God say it to you. So that takes time. I mean, you got to set time. You got to make time. Don't tell me you can't do it because you did it. You made time to sin. We made time to sin. Pastor Ben, I used to catch a plane to go have sex. Make time to do our thing. We make time on that phone to gossip and backbite one another. That's time you could be praying in the Holy Ghost. Training your tongue and your mouth. This divine apparatus that God gave us to be co-creators and co-laborers, that we can call those things to be not as though they were, instead of speaking things as they is. That's why I can teach it. I was guilty. I used to do that, ladies. So I ain't talking to y'all like I'm all that. God's still perfecting some things in my life. But those things I can share with you. He said, by the word of my testimony and the blood of Jesus, the devil is defeated in my life because I've learned some things. How did I learn? I had to be teachable. I had to go where I could be taught and then go home and practice. Just like in school, you know, your teachers give you about 10 or 5 or 6 books. You got English, math, you got cookbooks, you got algebra, you got economics, you got history. And if you want to go to the next grade, you had to study. You had to get ready for the test. You I don't know how the teachers do here, but our teachers, you get your homework, and they didn't tell you you were going to have a test. You just come in, we're going to have a pop quiz, pull your paper out. Well, if you had studied, you ain't going to trip. You ain't going to cheat. You ready. You ain't going to write nothing on your elbow and think the teacher stupid like the teacher didn't used to do that. And they already know how you going to do. Well, guess who else knows when you are not prepared? Satan. So he don't care about all the prayers that we pray in the church. He don't care about you coming in and laying all at the altar. He don't care because he know if you're not doing it at home, you don't mean it. So a weapon that was not supposed, it's going to form, but it was supposed to prosper for a believer. See, I'm effective in my church. Because I'm effective in my home. because I took from church, made my home a sanctuary. You just can't come up in my house any kind of way. You're not going to smoke in my house. You ain't going to cuss. You ain't doing that in my house. My grounds are holy. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, it is holy. I'm not going to talk to people any kind of way. I'm not going to let them put all that garbage in me. Until you value the Holy Spirit of God, the love of God, the Word of God, and the blood of Jesus, you will live a raggedy Christian life. Value your salvation, your deliverance, your healing. So I ain't having no kind of mean y'all be crying and screaming. I want you to judge yourself and fix some things that need to be fixed. Thank God for the people that were straight in my face though. Girl, get your head out your panties. Put it on your shoulder. Live like you're supposed to live as a godly woman. Mama didn't raise you like that. It's the kind of women I had in my life. If I'm on the phone, a man trying to call and talk me out of my panties, and she called 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, the Holy Ghost will help her to call me. Hang up that phone. He don't mean you no good. I didn't argue with her. I said, look, I can't talk to you no more. Bam, and that was the end of that. You know, I fear my spiritual mom more than I did that man because she hearing from God. God had to tell her that I was on the phone. And I'm going to argue with my help. That's a fool. You're praying for help, then the help come, and you don't want to obey it. You are a fool. Verse 27, let's start with... Let's come on and read. Peace, shalom. See, that means nothing missing, lack in need, or broken, or wanting. That's Jehovah Shalom. That's why sometimes when your peace is all jacked up, you need to tell peace. You need to be still. Because I got to hear from God. I got to have some shalom up in him. Some nothing missing, lack in need, or broken, or wanting. All right, come on. Let's start with peace, my sisters. Ready to read? Peace I leave with you. Keep reading. Scriptures. I read my Bible. It's an honor. You said, Lord Jesus, come into my life and save me. Peace came in. He said, now the peace I leave with you, Carol, it's my own peace. All that hell I had to deal with on earth. And then had to really go to hell to get the keys to the kingdom so that you can walk in your divine authority. The peace I had to have when they were spitting on me, tearing over my flesh, lying on me. That kind of peace I'm leaving with you. Why are you tripping? Why you think it's strange that things happen to you women? You say, look, I'm giving you my peace. The world ain't got this kind. He said, now this is what I need for you to do. But my peace is in you. Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't be afraid. Now this is what I need for you to do. Stop allowing yourself, Carol, to be. See, when I read my Bible, it's talking to me. You call my name. Mary, Martha, and all of them. They ain't in here now. There's me. Do not let your heart be troubled, daughter. I don't need you to be afraid. You're a faith woman. You're the seed of Abraham. You're in the bloodline of faith.
I need you to stop allowing to be yourself to be agitated. Now, don't be disturbed, and do not permit yourself to be fearful. Fear is not of me. I've given you love, power, and a sound mind. What's the matter with you? Don't be intimidated. You're king's kid. You're an heir unto me. Join heir in Christ Jesus. Where you get that cowardly and unsettledness from? It comes from when you don't spend time with him, ladies. John 16. And I'm going to give y'all some women in the Bible in a minute. Every failure in life for a Christian is a prayer failure. If every answer I need in Psalm 16:11, it says, in his presence there is a path of life. At his right hand there are pleasures forevermore, and there is a fullness of joy. So when I see folks jacked up, okay, you ain't been spending no time with God. It's real easy to detect when you haven't spent time, or when I haven't spent time with God. It's easy. John chapter 16. Woo, Lord, in 33. All righty, come on, ladies. My sisters. Ready to read. Why do we let something that's already defeated defeat us? Because you don't spend time and keep the spirit of the Lord. See, I'm responsible for my immediate atmosphere. I stay in the circle of God's love and God's blessing. That's where my protection is. Now, anything that go on outside of that, in his presence, I'll get the wisdom of what I need to do with it. I am responsible to be of good cheer. To be steadfast and unmovable, so I can always abound in the works and the mercy of God that takes his presence on me. That gets me how people in the church want to serve God without God. You spend no time with him, so you struggle. I don't feel like hanging. And it sounds like, I want to usher today. And so you mean to the people when they come in. God is as love. Whatever God is as power to feel, it's real, lady. That's why I don't go nowhere with all this love. I just read the Bible. That's why I tell people you need to bring your Bible. They come in counseling in my office. Bring your Bible, pen, and a pad, and an expectation to hear from and obey God and his word. Don't come here looking for me to give you something, because I'm taking you straight to the word, and I'm going to send you to the bookstore to get the CDs you should have got when Pastor talked this that you didn't get, and that's why it ain't working. So now you want a microwave fix because you think I'm stupid. And I'm going to tell you what you want to hear. The devil is a lie. I'm going to give you the truth. Okay, let me see if I got a women's story. You know, yeah, sometimes you want to hear the women's story. How the women did. Okay, let's see. Let's look at the book of John. Man, I'm going to still stay in Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 7. Is this all right, Pastor Beth? Am I? Okay. Yeah, I'm
I'm under the covering of this house. I have to stay in the vein of what they want done. Praise you, Lord God. Glory, 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 glory. Look at Proverbs chapter 7. In this message Bible, the topic of Proverbs chapter 7 is called Dressed to Seduce. Dressed to Seduce. Pastor Taffy taught us, if you're willing to show it, you're willing to share it. Yeah, that's a signal for a man that, ooh, she's showing it. She must want me to have it. So don't get mad because somebody you don't like approach you, but you presented it. You presented it. You didn't specify what kind of man you wanted to, but your attire, the way you dress. The book of Timothy said we are to dress in modest. You know, not wearing no dollars and collars all up on any long skirts, because I knew some women like that, mean as a cobra. They flesh wasn't showing, the body wasn't showing, but that meanness was. See, it ain't in the attire. Ain't no need of you trying to dress on the outside and you ain't dressed up in love on the inside. Listen to this. I'm going to read it out there. Not the message. Let's see what the message is. Dear friend, do what I tell you. Treasure my careful instructions. Do what I say and you'll live well. My teaching is as precious as your eyesight guarded. You don't want to be blind, do you? The people that are blind don't want to be. He says, so you need to guard it. Guard your eyesight. Write it out on the back of your hands. Etch it on the chambers of your heart. Talk to wisdom as to a sister. Treat insight as your companion. And they'll be with you to fend off the temptress. That smooth-talking, honey-tongued seductress. You know, we still got some ladies like that in the church. They not all the way saved yet. They're working on it. And so that's why the love of God in us has got to, our attire and attitudes and love, it's got to be that when they come near us, without even saying anything, the Holy Spirit now got a vessel he can work with. I serve with Pastor Taffy. We have this ministry called Prestige. And what we do, we go into strip clubs and minister to those ladies. Not while they're out on their poles and doing what they do, but God has given us such favor because I took her vision and made it mine. Now, because I'm holy, I ain't whoring no more, them spirits can't touch me. They can't tempt me because I'm anointed. So I can go on those grounds. Now I can go into the enemy's camp and take back. But you can't go in that environment pretending. Because we go back, you on the pole. Say, I'm real saved. Say it again. I'm real saved.
I'm real saved.
And so we go in, we take gifts. The Bible says with love and kindness. We don't go in with Bibles because we are the living epistles. We are the letters that they can read. We don't go in there with no church clothes on. But we go, you know, jeans and little jackets, you know, how we can dress and just be a little jazzy. I'll use that word, just dress kind of jazzy, big earrings, you know. Yeah, some of us, you know, they wear their little spikes and do what they need to do so we can meet them where they are and to bring them out and up. We ain't going in there, ooh, look at that hole in that pole. Ooh, I don't know how she go in there like that. Like you are there. To them, that's their job. And they do it very well. They get paid very good. How you doing on your job? Is you murmuring, complaining when last time you had a promotion or increase? On your job. Because they're working on their job. They ain't broke. They paying off houses from shaking their body. And we are knowing it. Then that's why it's hard for them to want to listen to us. They getting results. But we are not, and we're talking about we the seed of Abraham. I'm a distribution center. I'm a money magnet. Well, their magnet is working. And so we go in and we love on them. We take them roses and we take them condoms and, you know, so we loving them. We meeting them where they are. And so now we got a couple of houses because now those women come out. They want to change. We have to protect them from their pimps. We got the city involved. See, because that one woman, Taffy Dollar, sitting in the New York church, and she listening to her husband preach, she thought, and then God starts talking to her. I love my prostitutes. I love the prostitutes. Those are my daughters. Those strippers, I need them, my daughters. I want them out of there. So you're a world changer. Go in there and change their world. We're in our second year. Going into our third year this November. Just making a mark with love. Not condemnation, with love. See, once you all get trained up in this vision, you have no idea what else God has put in this woman for other daughters. Y'all ain't all that. There's more to come. But God ain't going to send no more to the one she got perfect in love, perfect in their commitment to God, perfect your lives in your home, get results in your homes, lady. That's what I saw. I didn't want Pastor Taffy out there by herself. I took that vision. That's Taffy, what part? What's my portion? She ain't trying to do her part, but what is my portion? And I'm satisfied with my little bit. And then you bring your little bit, and you bring your little bit. You might be good in administrative. Okay, so that bad co-op, she ain't got to do that. Okay, you good at setting up different things, and you got favor where we can go get some flowers, and you got your... And when all those portions come together, just do your portion. Be satisfied with your portion. I ain't trying to be like Pastor Taffy. Pastor Taffy can't be like me. But I can walk with her in love and uphold her through prayer and intercession. So now we got men that go out with us, Pastor, but we leave them in the car. They ride with us on the bus. But that once they drop us off at the bus, we leave them with the bus. Amen. See, that Christian men, they saved, but ain't nothing wrong. They ain't blind. Is this helping y'all this Saturday morning? Amen. Listen to this. As I stood, now listen to this seductress. As I stood at the window of my house, looking out through the shutters, watching the mindless crowd stroll by, I spotted a young man without any sense arriving at the corner of the street where she lived. Then turning up the path to her house, it was dusk, the evening coming on. the darkness thickening into night. Just then a woman met him. She'd been lying in wait for him, dressed to seduce him. Brazen and brash she was, restless and roaming, never at home. Walking the streets, loitering in the mall, hanging out at every corner in the town.
Yeah, so let's see some of that. You can be important.
Say this, these two letters for me. N-O. Period. Say it again. No.
No.
You know, it's okay to say no. And not just the drugs. She threw her arms around him and kissed him. Don't even know if he got disease in his mouth or nothing.
Wait, he got in my chair.
She threw her arms around him and kissed him, boldly took his arm and said, I've got all the makings for a feast. Today I made my offerings, my vows are all paid. So now I've come to find you. I read the scripture say he that findeth, not she that looketh. So I've learned over the years, women that are desperate to be married, you're not ready for marriage. If your whole life is for you want a husband, you ain't ready. You ain't ready. If you're a single parent and your children still cussing you out, they won't even make up their bed, won't do nothing. You ain't ready for no man to come up in there. You ain't ready. Marriage is not your end all. I bought this t-shirt for my married team, and on it, it's got sunglasses, and it says, love is blind. And then it comes on down, and the glasses off, and the eyes bucked out, but marriage is an eye-opener. I said, give me that shirt. I need to get all of them right here. I need to buy all these t-shirts. The marriage is an eye-opener. It's not a cure-all. Look at here. So she says, So now I've come to find you, hoping to catch sight of your face. And here you are. I've spread fresh, clean sheets on my bed. Colorful, imported linens. My bed is aromatic with spices and exotic fragrances. Come, let's make love all night. Spend the night in ecstatic love making. My husband not home, he's away on business and he won't be back for a month. You know, since you want to know about some women in the Bible, a seductress adulteress. You know, you want some Bible story with the women. Let me read you one. Soon she has him eating out of her hand, bewitched by her honeyed speech. Before you know it, he's trotting behind her. Before you know it, he's trotting behind her like a calf led to the butcher shop, like a stag lured into ambush and then shot with an arrow, like a bird flying into a net, not knowing that its flying life is over. So friends, listen to me. Sisters, you know here, you know, listen to me. Take these words of mine most seriously. Don't fool around with a woman like that. Don't even stroll through her neighborhood. Countless victims come under her spell. She's the death of many a poor man. She runs a halfway house to hell. Fits you out for a shroud and a coffin. Just make sure that's not you.
Well, my beloved partner, that's it for this teaching session. Did you get something out of this message? I pray that you did. I count it a distinct privilege and an honor to call you friend. and I look forward to hearing from you, so write me. Yvette and I love you dearly, and we pray for you constantly. Until next time, this is Pastor William McDuffie reminding you that Jesus is Lord, so you ought to walk in the blessing.
You've been listening to Walk in the Blessing, the media outreach of William McDuffie Ministries. Thank you for your generous financial contribution. It is because of you, our covenant partner, that we are reaching people around the world for Jesus Christ. We would like to extend to you another opportunity to sow into this ministry, which is indeed good ground. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible contribution, please write us at William McDuffie Ministries, P.O. Box 2368, Sierra Vista, Arizona, 85636-2368. That's William McDuffie Ministries, P.O. Box 2368, Sierra Vista, Arizona, 85636-2368. And as always, walk in the blessing.